The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops the importance of having the correct tire pressure, the consequences of high or low tire pressure, and the implications for fleet management. Proper tire pressure. Tires are an essential component of driving. They are also the only part of the vehicle that is in constant contact with the ground. Among the most important reasons for ensuring proper tire pressure are the following. It is crucial to ensure the recommended tire pressure to prevent blowouts while the vehicle is in motion. They reduce rolling resistance, which translates into better fuel efficiency and lower emissions. They prevent uneven, premature wear and extend tire life. It is recommended to check tire pressure regularly to avoid problems, breakdowns, and significant savings in fuel costs. Maintaining proper tire pressure is essential to ensuring road safety and extending the life of your tires, as well as improving the dynamic performance of your vehicle. The consequences of high or low tire pressure are developed below. Low tire pressure. Problems caused by low pressure. Driving with flat tires or low tire pressure can cause a number of specific problems, as described below. Unven tire wear. This is one of the visual and physical consequences of using tires with insufficient air pressure. Tire wear occurs more quickly on the tread and sides, even faster than in the center, reducing tire life and causing blowouts. Increased fuel consumption. Underinflated tires increase rolling resistance, which results in greater engine effort and, consequently, higher fuel consumption. Loss of traction. The contact surface is inadequate, which can cause unstable behavior when cornering or turning, increasing the risk of accidents. How to detect low tire pressure? There are several ways to check if your tires are underinflated. Below are the most common and effective methods. Check that they are not flat. Visually, it is possible to detect insufficient tire inflation. If the surface of the tires appears uneven when in contact with the ground while the vehicle is parked, the wheel should be checked, as this indicates insufficient air pressure in the tire. Use a pressure gauge. It is recommended to check the inflation pressure using a pressure gauge on all tires. Signs while driving. While driving, the vehicle may show signs that suggest inadequate tire pressure. If the tire treads show asymmetrical wear and fuel consumption has increased, this indicates that the tire inflation pressure is insufficient. High tire pressure. Why is it important to maintain the recommended pressure? Each manufacturer specifies a recommended inflation pressure to balance grip, stability, and comfort. Exceeding this threshold has the following adverse consequences. Reduced traction. Increased tire wear. Risk of damaging the tire sidewall due to excessive stress. The ideal pressure for passenger cars and subs is usually between 2 and 2.5 bars. It is important to note that increasing the pressure by half a bar can already have adverse effects, and exceeding 3 bars significantly increases the likelihood of failure. Uneven tread wear. When tires are overinflated, the pressure is concentrated in the center of the tire, resulting in premature wear in that area. This uneven wear reduces the life of the tire and affects safety in situations that require maximum traction, such as cornering or braking. In addition, the tire will need to be replaced sooner than expected, which will incur additional costs. Reduced grip during emergency braking. A tire with excess air has a reduced contact surface with the asphalt. This means that the vehicle requires a longer distance to come to a complete stop during emergency braking. In adverse weather conditions such as rain, snow, or sand, the loss of grip is significantly accentuated, which can seriously compromise safety. Compromise driving comfort. An overinflated tire becomes stiff and transmits every irregularity in the pavement to the passenger compartment. It is important to note that potholes, joints, and cracks in the road can be felt more intensely. This phenomenon not only compromises the comfort of the occupants, but also compromises the stability of the vehicle, as the suspension and tires do not adequately absorb vibrations. Increased risk of blowouts or punctures. Although blowouts are commonly associated with low pressure, excess air can also pose risks. Inflating the tire above the recommended pressure puts additional stress on the rubber, which can cause microcracks in the sidewall. On long-distance trips in hot conditions or at high speeds, this tension can cause a sudden blowout. Comparison of effects according to tire pressure. Low pressure. Greater wear on the edges of the tread. Higher fuel consumption. Risk of blowout due to overheating. imprecise steering and greater tire drift, proper pressure, optimal contact with the asphalt, uniform tire wear, better grip when braking and cornering, balanced comfort and stability, high pressure, premature wear in the center, less grip surface, poorer braking, less absorption of bumps and vibrations, risk of sidewall cracks and blowouts. What is tire drift and how does pressure affect it? Tire drift is defined as the small angle, slip angle, that occurs between the direction of the wheel and the actual trajectory of the vehicle when cornering. With the right pressure, it has been proven that drift is minimal and the vehicle responds accurately. With excessive pressure, drift is reduced so much that it can cause the vehicle to lose grip and, consequently, make driving less stable. With low pressure, an increase in drift is observed, resulting in a feeling of floating and a decrease in steering precision. Recommendations for maintaining proper pressure. Follow the vehicle manufacturer's instructions. The vehicle manufacturer provides a recommended pressure range, taking into account factors such as the tires available on the car, the number of passengers, and the load. Following these instructions is vital to ensure safer driving, proper handling, especially in extreme situations or conditions, increase tire durability, and thus reduce the possibility of damage and prevent fuel consumption from increasing. Check the pressure with a reliable pressure gauge. It is recommended to use an inflation station where the amount of air is supplied automatically, as it is more accurate than a manual one. It is recommended to adjust the pressure according to the load for long trips in case of a full trunk, cargo, or trailer. It is essential to inflate the tires when cold to ensure accurate measurements. It is strongly recommended to replace tires if they show uneven wear, deformation, or damage to the sidewall. For long trips, such as transporting goods, it is recommended to carry a small compressor or check the pressure at service stations to avoid unpleasant surprises. Implications for fleet management. The main consequence of tires not being inflated to the pressure recommended by the vehicle manufacturer is an increase in tire costs and the time the vehicle is out of service due to uneven wear, more punctures, more blowouts, greater risk of accidents, etc. As the vehicle accumulates mileage and time passes, the tire gradually loses pressure, and it is common for the pressure to fall below the recommended level. Some tires lose pressure faster than others for various reasons. Measuring pressure using technology. Modern vehicles monitor tire pressure in real time. You can check the tire pressure at any time on the vehicle's dashboard, and a warning light will also alert you when the pressure is low. If the vehicle does not have the technology to measure pressure in real time, telematics companies or tire manufacturers have devices that can be installed on the tires to measure pressure in real time. Telematics can display the tire pressure of each vehicle, and it is recommended to implement an alert that sounds when the pressure falls below or rises above the recommended level, so that we know which vehicles do not have the recommended tire pressure. The workshop manager must have access to this information, preferably via telematics, so that when the vehicle is at our facilities, they can set the recommended pressure for the vehicle. If we do not have our own workshop, a tire inflation station with a pressure gauge must be installed in the vehicle parking lot so that the driver can set the recommended pressure in the tires. In my experience, it can happen that the driver does not set the recommended tire pressure. If we do not have our own workshop or parking lot, the driver must go to a service station to set the recommended pressures, so this must be communicated to them. To avoid confusion about the recommended pressure, it is advisable to print out a sheet with the pressures recommended by the vehicle manufacturer and leave it in the glove compartment of the vehicle for reference, measuring pressure without using technology. If technology is not used or the vehicle does not measure pressure in real time, due to intensive use of vehicles, it is recommended to check tire pressure every 2 weeks. An Excel spreadsheet is used to plan and monitor tire pressure. This task can be performed by the fleet manager or workshop manager. If we have our own workshop, the workshop manager is informed which vehicles need to have their tire pressure measured. If we do not have our own workshop, the driver is informed that they have to measure the tire pressure. In my experience, it can happen that the driver does not measure the tire pressure. If several pressure measurements in different weeks are always lower, the recommended pressure is probably not being applied. Agreement with a tire manufacturer or wholesale distributor. It is recommended to reach an agreement with a tire manufacturer or wholesale distributor to supply the fleet's tires in order to obtain lower prices by purchasing a high volume of tires. The tire manufacturer or wholesale distributor must provide us with the technology to measure tire pressure in real time if the vehicles do not have it. Tire pressure management must be included in the agreement, including the report to be produced as described below. Tire pressure report. A tire pressure report must be prepared for each vehicle type, tire profile, and work center, if there are several, containing information such as the following. Limits must be established for when a tire is considered to be below the recommended pressure, for example, more or less 10% of the recommended pressure. Number of tires with the recommended pressure. Percentage of tires with the recommended pressure out of the total number of tires. Number of vehicles with the recommended pressure. Percentage of vehicles with the recommended pressure out of the total number of vehicles. Number of tires with non-recommended pressure. Percentage of tires with non-recommended pressure out of the total number of tires. Number of vehicles with non-recommended pressure. Percentage of vehicles with non-recommended pressure out of the total number of vehicles. Graphs must be created with the ratios at various points in time in order to identify trends. If telematics are used, the report is generated automatically. If technology is not used, it must be done manually, which is very laborious. The report can be generated based on a representative sample of the fleet, for example, 20% of the vehicles. Use of technology. It is always recommended to use telematics because control, monitoring, and reporting are automatic in real time. If telematics is not used, control, monitoring, and reporting are not automatic. They must be done manually, which is very laborious, time-consuming, and not in real time. In summary, the recommended tire pressure is essential for safety, costs, and vehicle availability, so it is essential to control and monitor it. Thank you for your time. The class has developed the importance of having the correct tire pressure, the consequences of high or low tire pressure, and the implications for fleet management. See you soon.